Roses are red, violets are blue. We prep to survive, and so should you. This is our Valentine's special. We apologize up front to all the singletons and loners out there, but I promise you won't be left out. So let's get to it. This is the OGTX Prepper Survivalist Show, and I'm your host, Camel Keith. I want to welcome all of you for joining us tonight. If you're a fan of the show and you want to get in touch with us, here's how you do that. Go to speakpipe.com/OGTX and send us a message in your own voice, in your own words. Let us know if you're okay with us playing your message on the show, and you may make it onto one of the episodes. You can also email us at shtf@offgridtx.com. Look us up on all these social media outlets and connect with us that way as well. If your favorite podcast player has the option to follow and like, please hit those buttons. If you're a fan of the show and would like to help support the show, consider becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/OGTX. For as low as $1 a month, you can show your support and help us grow. Preppers, survivalists, off-gridders, homesteaders, and the like. We've got an interesting show for you tonight. It's Valentine's Day. Rhonda's here with us tonight, and she's got some pretty cool V-Day prepper-style activities to do. And that doesn't necessarily mean activities with a significant other. It may be you and a friend or a family member or even a dog, especially a dog. Also, we're happy to announce that we are now getting invites for sponsorships. So you're going to start hearing ads from sponsors, which is a great thing for us and for you. You'll get access and discounts to some great products, and we get to grow the show and bring you better content. It's a win-win. And most of you are seasoned podcast listeners, so you already know that the best shows have sponsors and ads. So with that, it's time for our first sponsor. My Prepper brothers and sisters, you love coffee. We love coffee. What if every time you buy a bag of coffee, you provided 10 meals to hungry children? That's what we're doing, and you can too. Go to freelunchcoffee.com, get some really great coffee, and join the fight against child hunger. They give away 50% of the money they make. On top of that, buying just one bag of coffee from freelunchcoffee.com, you are providing 10 meals to children in need. Buy two bags, 20 meals. Two bags in a mug, 30 meals. Their coffee is specialty grade, certified organic, fair trade. They offer a 100% money-back guarantee for 30 days. If you don't absolutely love their coffee, they will give you a full refund, and you get to keep the coffee. You have nothing to lose. The folks at Free Lunch Coffee are extending a special offer to all our listeners. Use the code OGTX at checkout and receive a generous 15% discount off your order. Again, that's discount code OGTX. Go to freelunchcoffee.com right now and show the world that we preppers care, and we're willing to prove it. Okay, tonight we're skipping prepper news. Instead, we're going to try to help Hannah, who lives in Germany and sent us an email asking for our help. We've edited her email to eliminate sensitive personal information and her real name, of course. And keep in mind that we don't know Hannah and cannot verify any of the information that she speaks of. We're going to take her at her word. She writes, "Hi, this is Hannah from Germany. We are a German-American family living a somewhat normal life in a townhouse in Germany. I'm looking for property in Texas where I can live off-grid with my family. However, we don't know anything about farming and stuff and not using electricity from power companies, etc. We don't believe in the pandemic, and the lockdown measures here are extreme. Everything here has been completely locked down since November, again, except groceries and drugstores. Churches are barely meeting, and we aren't allowed to sing, and must wear masks and register with the health services to go to church. There is a branch of city civil servants that goes around fining people and businesses. Dissenters are being mistreated. People have been called upon to inform the police on their neighbors for having more than one guest in their homes. As of around December, the parliament has voted to do away with any regulations regarding personal citizens' rights to assemble and move about freely. It is right out of the book, 1984. Really awful, and continues to get worse. The thriving economy has been completely destroyed. We would like to get out of here and go to Texas, where I grew up 24 years ago. But we don't want to have to take the vaccine to fly, and my husband would like my younger son to finish high school here, although only online now. If you could offer any tips on what to do or any tips you may have, that would be great. God bless, Hannah. All right, Rhonda, did you get a chance to read this email from Hannah?
I did see that email.
Yeah, it kind of breaks my heart. That's kind of happening all over the place. You know, everywhere in the world you hear from, this is going on, including the United States. How can we help Hannah? Okay, well, let me say on behalf of the OGTX Prepper Survival Show and our listeners, we feel your pain, Hannah, we do. And we're here to help if we can. There's not much that we can do to advise you when it comes to leaving Germany. Okay, you've got logistics, you got traveling, there's passports, all of that stuff. So we really can't advise you on that. I agree with your husband when it comes to letting your youngest boy finish out high school in that location that he's comfortable with. I get that. I've got two boys of my own. You know, one of them is out there on his own. The other one is graduating high school this year. So I can only imagine pulling a teenager from his or her friends and trekking to the other side of the planet to start over. It's not going to go well. I just don't think it will. Right now, the whole world is upside down. It's twisted up. It's COVID crazy. Okay. Our children are riding this roller coaster right there with us. And they are, I mean, they're mostly putting on brave faces. Okay. They're giving it their best to get through it without completely breaking down, which they normally do anyway because they're teenagers and they're crazy anyway. Above all else, I think they need stability and confidence to keep everything straight and moving forward. And that's not what's going on right now in the world. Moving them is probably a bad idea. Now, it sounds like you're about ready to get him graduated and moving on. So if you're planning to come to the United States, first of all, Texas isn't your only option. There's lots of places in the U.S. that you can purchase inexpensive land and set up a homestead. Of course, you got to remember that the closer you get to any urban centers, towns, cities, that sort of thing, the more you're going to pay. Okay, and be careful because there's a lot of states out there and counties that don't allow you to live off-grid. They don't allow you to have off-grid home sites. You got to pay attention. You got to do your research. Okay, even on private land, you might be thinking, well, it's my land. I could do whatever I want. That's not how it works in some places. Do a lot of research before pulling the trigger, okay? So deciding where to build your homestead really depends on what you're willing to do without, okay? For instance, West Texas, they've got miles and miles of cheap land to buy. It's everywhere, hundreds, thousands of acres. It's very, very inexpensive, okay? You can get most of this land without even having a background check, without even having a credit check, and you can get it for just a few $100 down payment. So really easy to get. But you got to remember, you're going to be out there in the middle of nowhere. Just you, the cactus, the wildlife, that's it. You will not have any grocery stores or gas stations nearby. You're not going to be near any hospitals or medical centers. Okay, you will be, let's call it, convenience deprived. And you're probably going to suffer from culture shock for the first few months. I guarantee you that. Setting up a basic off-grid homestead on land without city-supplied utilities such as water and electric, okay, it's not difficult to do. It's actually pretty easy. Doesn't cost a lot either. You can set up a solar system, pretty simple one, to provide your power needs. You can get water catchment systems and to collect your water, to filter your water. You can even drill for subsurface water and install a well and a pump. Even putting in your own septic system for sewage, it's really easy once you learn how to do it. None of this stuff is hard. Any one of these systems can run as low as $2,000 to $3,000 each. That's not bad, especially if you got some money you're bringing with you. If you shop around, you can do the installs yourself. That makes it even cheaper. And believe me, you can do the installations yourself. All you need is some manufacturer's installation guides, a few lessons that you can learn from, obviously, YouTube. I mean, that's where you go for everything these days, right? Your satellite and your cell service can keep you connected to the world in most cases. This is all very doable with a small investment, and everything is possible with good planning, good research, and some elbow grease. Okay, Rhonda and I are constantly looking for off-grid land to invest in, and we're not just looking in Texas. All over the U.S., there is land for sale. There's properties for sale, and there are several really good land search websites to help you find that land. All you have to do is do a Google search. Okay, Google search land for sale in, and then put whatever area, you know, insert whatever state or area you're interested in. For example, Land for sale in Texas, in Montana, in New Mexico, in the Rocky Mountains, in New Jersey, whatever you're looking for. I guarantee you, the very first website that pops up, not going to mention the name, is the one you want to look at. They have thousands and thousands of properties and land listings to look at. They are all over the country. And I haven't looked outside the United States. It's possible they also go outside the United States. You want to be careful when you're making any deals for land online. Be very, very careful. There are scammers out there looking to spend your money. Don't make any deals until you are able to see the property in person. Okay, you got to get here. So if you're coming from Germany, get to the United States. Look up the land that you've been researching and go to it. Get onto it. Walk it. Take a good look at it. Ask a lot of questions. There are no stupid questions. Then do more research on it. Before you shake hands, before you write any checks, you want to do a lot of research on all this. Remember now, if a piece of land or a property looks too good to be true, it probably is. So buyer beware. Be very careful. Do not give anybody your money online. Never do that. Hannah, you don't have to go big to start. In the beginning, you don't have to go big. Okay, the most important decision that you're going to make, in my opinion, is the land and its location. Rhonda and I know several families who have purchased land and live in an RV on the land while they're installing the infrastructure, while they're building the outbuildings and their permanent structures. They live in an RV. My sister and her husband and all four of their children, these are school-age children at the time, they lived in their RV, a small little tiny RV, on their land in West Virginia while they were building their permanent home. Was it tough living in such, close quarters? Yeah, of course it was. But they survived. And now they have this amazing homestead on that land. They're living the dream. You can too. I would ask if any of our listeners would like to weigh in on this, tell us about your land, your homestead projects, things you're working on. Maybe you can even help out Hannah and her family with your suggestions. Go to speakpipe.com/OGTX and tell us in your own voice. You can help. Hannah, we can't advise you on how to get your family from Germany to the U.S., but we would love to have you guys here. We would. The more preppers, the more off-gridders we have here, the better. Good luck. Preppers, survivalists, off-gridders, homesteaders, and all of the like-minded folks listening tonight from every corner of the globe. Regardless of what you may call yourself, we are all preppers. You may be new to prepping, or you may be a seasoned pro, but the one constant that ties us all together are these feelings of unrest we have about the world around us. Wars between nations over power, religious beliefs, economics, and ideologies, infighting within our own governments, fractures developing between our own countrymen, and an uncertain future for all mankind. Prepping is not a new mindset. In fact, until recent modern times, prepping was the only mindset. You either prepped or you didn't survive. The elite class, along with the governments they control, are preppers. They have been and always will be prepped. Are you? The OGTX team believes in a world where all people are preppers. All people live without fear, without the shackles of government control. A world where we separate ourselves from the herd and become self-sustaining, self-sufficient, self-controlling thinkers and doers and actioneers of our own destiny. Becoming a better, more efficient prepper survivalist isn't easy. We sometimes turn left when we should have turned right, but that's okay. It's all part of the prepper journey. OGTX is here to help. Please visit our totally redesigned website and let us help you take your prepping to the next level. We've partnered up with some of the biggest names in our industry like Legacy Foods, BioLite, EcoFlow, and Light My Fire. And to top it all off, our own line of fully loaded 72-hour survival kits. We've done all the hard work for you. You just pick the kit that fits your needs and you're done. You're at the ready for SHTF when it comes. Our OGTX 72-hour survival kits are filled to the brim with everything a survivalist needs to combat SHTF and help keep you alive and well for months on end. Visit us at offgridtx.com. This is the OGTX Prepper Survivalist Show, and I'm your host, Camel Keith. Reach out to us anytime. Use our new instant voicemail service at speakpipe.com/OGTX, or you can email us at shtf@offgridtx.com. And since we haven't been banned yet from Facebook, at Offgrid Texas. Tonight's show is sponsored by Free Lunch Coffee. Go to freelunchcoffee.com, make your purchase, and feed hungry children. For every purchase you make at freelunchcoffee.com, they provide 10 meals to hungry children. Their coffee is specialty grade, certified organic, fair trade. They offer a 100% money-back guarantee for 30 days. If you don't absolutely love their coffee, they will give you a full refund, and you get to keep the coffee. The folks at Free Lunch Coffee are extending a special offer to all of our listeners. Use the code OGTX at checkout and receive a generous 15% discount off your order. Again, that's OGTX. Go to freelunchcoffee.com right now and show the world that we preppers care, and we're willing to prove it. So, Rhonda, it's Valentine's Day.
It is. It snuck up on me.
It's here. Right? You guys might not be aware of this, but we, Rhonda and I, are not in the studio. We are in separate studios. We built these little makeshift studios so that we can try out this new service that we're using called Squadcast. It's how we're recording tonight because we're going to be doing interviews soon, very soon. And this is going to be the service we're going to use, and we want to try it out. So we might sound a little bit different tonight, but that's what we're going with. So what do you think? Valentine's Day, are you excited?
I am excited, yeah. If I sound a little awkward, it's because I'm used to sitting across from you, and it's weird talking to you like this.
I know. I have a magnetic personality. It's hard for people not to be around me. You know,
that's true.
It is. It's just the way it is. So Valentine's Day, men are scrambling. They're scrambling to make the last minute reservations, find flowers, right? They're trying to find flower shops that still have some roses left in them. They're probably all smacking themselves in the head because they waited to the last minute, right? I didn't, of course. I don't have to, right? Do I have to?
No.
Of course, yeah. And I'm lucky, right? I'm lucky because when I asked Rhonda, what do you want for, first of all, we've been together for a while, so I know exactly how she feels about Valentine's Day, but you guys don't, so she's going to be able to tell you. So Rhonda, when I asked you what you wanted for Valentine's Day this year, what did you say?
I said, I'll take a steak medium rare, please.
That's right. A steak medium rare. Right, because look, it's Valentine's Day is a corporate thing, right? It's
commercial holiday.
Commercial holiday, yeah, yeah. Would you like to know where Valentine's Day comes from? I can tell you a quick history.
I would like to know.
You really wouldn't, but you're doing that for the sake of our listeners. I get it. Right now, Rhonda's rolling her eyes.
Well, what I'd like to know is how it got started and how did it turn into what it is today?
No, you really wouldn't, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you anyway. She's not in the same room with me, but trust me, I can tell you her eyes are rolling in the back of her head right now. She's like, oh my God, not again. I'm like, what is that guy from Cheers? You remember that show Cheers? You know, the guy that
Norm.
Said, what was it? Norm. That's me. I'm going to play Norm. Okay, guys, here's the quick version of Valentine's Day. If you don't know it, I'm going to tell it to you. It's very, very quick. It's actually, there's controversy around different parts, but this is really the main deal right here. From February 13th to February 15th, that's 2 days, right? The Romans celebrated the pagan feast of Lupercalia. I'm probably not saying that right, but I'm saying it the way I say it. Some of these chosen Roman men, they got drunk, they got naked, they sacrificed a goat, they sacrificed a dog, then they would strip down the goat and they would gently whip the Roman women with the hides of the animals that they just slain, okay? These young women would actually line up for the men to hit them. They believed that this would make them fertile. It was like a whole festival and then a feast and all that. I know. It's crazy, but that's what the pagans did. They lived life and they were fun, and that's just how
it happened. Oh, my God. Wait, is this like getting slapped on the ass or what?
Just like that. It's just like that. Okay, so this pagan festival included a matchmaking lottery, okay, in which young men, mostly teens, drew names of young women, mostly teens, from a jar. Okay, and these young couples would then spend the duration of the festival doing what young drunk teens do, right? Everybody following me? Good. Okay. Then Rome turned from pagan to Christian. It went from a pagan society to a Christian society. And this long-honored tradition of Lupercalia was replaced, which is now Valentine's Day. And young Roman men and women were now allowed to pass each other love notes and poems to each other instead of the other thing. Get it? That's how it happened. And that's it. That's just how it happened. All these years later, now, we are still passing each other love letters on Valentine's Day. The only difference is the love letters cost around $10, and we give them with a heart-shaped box of chocolates and a bottle of wine. And in most cases, we're doing this to eventually get drunk and naked. So it all really just turns around. It just, what comes around goes around.
So is this where the little candy hearts came from?
It's exactly where it came from. And that's why we celebrate Valentine's Day. Why do they call it Valentine's Day? That's a whole other thing. There's controversy behind that. I'm not even going to get into it. And who cares anyway? So, Rhonda, you can now stop rolling your eyes back in your head and we can get to it. What do you think?
I thought it was actually pretty interesting. But I do want to throw out our legal disclaimer that we don't condone any kind of behavior from young drunk teenagers.
We don't, and we never did, never have, wink, wink. And we definitely don't condone slaughtering of sacrificial animals. Definitely not dogs. Come on.
Oh, God.
Glad they did away with that. And you know what else? Probably when the Christians changed all this, they probably like cut in half all of the teenage pregnancies and all of the sexually transmitted diseases. So it was probably a good thing.
That's just crazy. It reminds me of Spin the Bottle or 7 Minutes in the Closet.
That's why we celebrate Valentine's Day. That's why we do it. But is there a better way? I think Rhonda may have the answer to that question. So Rhonda, you're going to take it away and tell us what we can do each Valentine's Day other than spend a bunch of money on chocolates and cards and bottles of wine. Well, we can throw those in there. What else can we do as prepper survivalists that's better? What can we do?
Well, okay. So first, I want to be clear. This isn't just for Valentine's Day. This is for anyone that wants to spend time together off the grid, at home, and you don't want to go into town to get out and about on the town. What I did is I actually did some research on Facebook and came up with, instead of a dozen roses for Valentine's, I've got a dozen things to do off the grid.
I love it. And I love it. Let's do that.
It's, it doesn't have to be for couples. If you're a loner, there's a lot of people that prefer to be alone than, rather than deal with relationship drama.
I mean, look, I'm going to tell you.
This is good for you, too.
I want to tell you, in my loner days, I loved being alone on Valentine's Day because I didn't have to put up with all this crap. I'm sorry, but it was cheap. It's a cheaper Valentine's. That's just my 2 cents. Go ahead.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
If you enjoy your own company, that's awesome. Okay, so for number 12, and some of these are going to sound kind of boring, but this is, real research that I did where couples were talking on a lot of the off-grid groups on Facebook about what they do together. And believe it or not, there are a lot of people that enjoy providing for their household together. And what I mean by that is they go out hunting, gathering in the forest, like gathering, if you identify the types of mushrooms you can eat and different things like that, it can be kind of fun. Of course, planting and harvesting a garden. So that sounds pretty boring, but if you're living off the grid, chances are you're probably someone that enjoys that kind of stuff.
Cool. All right. So getting out and about and foraging, learning how to hunt.
So, yeah, I think that sounds really fun, personally, learning to identify the types of
foliage,
greenery and stuff that you can eat if you had to.
Well, I've said it before. I know nothing about that stuff. So, truthfully, I should be getting out and doing that.
All right. So, number 11 is about getting out and getting kind of sporty if you want to, if you like the outdoors and it's not -5 degrees like it's going to be this next week. You can get out and go hiking together, fishing. Bird watching. If you live by water, you can go kayaking or something like that. Just get out and be active together, doing something other than chores.
I like bird watching. I know that sounds really weird, but if you think about this, going out into the woods, with your survival gear, it doesn't have to be loaded down, but with a pack and your binoculars, what are you doing? You're not just looking at birds, but you can be learning how to survey your environment.
And you know what else? If you study birds, they tell you a lot of things. They can tell you the weather that's coming. They can tell you what's in your surroundings if there's other animals around.
Absolutely. This is a great way to practice your situational awareness.
Yeah. Okay. Number 10, take a walk on the wild side. I think this is something you and I need to do pretty soon. Go hang out in the woods. If you live on property, you probably spend a lot of time doing chores around the house. get out, get on your property, go build a campsite or something. Try out building a shelter. Or back to sort of like bird watching, just hang out with the animals and watch the wildlife that's out there.
Yeah, and a lot of our listeners are in urban areas as well. So you don't have woods, find them. Get a map out. Take a look. Get to a state park, you know, or something like that, and get outdoors.
There's no better place to just get out and be alone together.
Yeah, for real.
All right. So what about if you've been in your relationship for a long time, you may be getting a little bit bored of the same old ho-hum conversation going on. Well, you can spice that up by learning a language together. And it's fun to be competitive about it and throw some, you know, sentences out there and challenge your partner to understand what you're saying.
I wouldn't have thought of that. That's a really good idea. But you know what I would learn?
What?
I would learn Russian and Chinese because they are coming. That's all I'm saying.
I want to learn German.
We got to make sure we know it. German? Yeah, German's a good one.
Okay, so number 8, how about practicing some new skills? And you're going to think I'm corny. And I already know you do because the first time we went to West Texas, I brought slingshots. So I think it's...
I had fun with those slingshots, by the way. They were really cool. They had those little metal BBs, ball bearings. Yeah,
They were paintballs, too.
Really fun.
Remember the paintballs?
Yep, a lot of fun.
Yeah, so shooting a slingshot is a cool skill to have. If you run out of bullets, you know, you might need to shoot a rabbit with slingshot. Also on that list would be knife throwing. I mean, like I said, if you run out of bullets, you better have a backup way to take care of yourself. There's hatchet throwing is also a big thing right now. Everybody's learning how to throw hatchets. That's on my list to do.
That's a lot of fun. Love it.
And here's the one that you're going to really like is archery. If you don't already know how to shoot a bow and arrow, I think that is a fantastic way to spend time together.
I suck at it. I don't have any archery, weapons. Right now, but I've got plenty of friends that do, and I've shot them, and I suck.
I can't even.
I want the arrow to go there, and it goes way over there. It's not good.
I have a hard time believing that. I'd have to see it.
Yeah. Trust me, it's not fun.
Okay, number 7 is get handy together.
What? What'd you say? This is a family show. Watch that.
Get handy and then get handsy. So everybody always has projects that need to happen, right? So go out there and build your chicken coop or your raised gardens or build a compost pit. Heck, you could even build a deck together so you can sit on it later.
Build an outbuilding, do all kinds of stuff. And
to me, that sounds fun. I may be weird.
Well, yeah, and if you guys are living in an urban situation, you can still do raised gardens on your back patios. You know, you can do that.
Yeah, like the greenhouse thing you suggested was...
Yeah, the greenhouse thing, exactly.
Yeah.
You can also go out into the woods and you can build shelters. So that's something else you can do together. You can learn how to build a shelter.
I want to do that. Okay, so what's the real language of love? You tell me.
I got to tell you?
What do you think the real language of love is?
The couch with a big old gigantic pizza and a movie.
Partially right. I was just going to say food. The way to a man's heart through his stomach, or at least that's what I've learned.
This is true. This is true.
So yeah, make some homemade beef jerky, make some cheese, canning, pickling, and fermenting. You mentioned that you've made pickles before. I'd love to learn how to do that. Make some cider or wine. Anything that you can make yourself, not only are you going to build a bond together, you're going to feel like you accomplished something, and then you get to enjoy what you made.
Yeah, and the only reason why we're really not doing any of that right now is because we're making the move in a couple of weeks, so which the audience does not know about yet, but we'll let them know, you know, soon enough.
So, hey, Keith.
What?
Got wood?
Got wood? What?
Got wood?
What? What are you saying?
Got wood. You heard me.
I know, but I'm, what are you talking about? Is that number 5 or 3?
So remember, this is real research that I got from all of the off-grid groups, homesteading groups, different things like that on Facebook. Like I scoured and found all the things that couples like to do together. And chopping wood was big on that list.
No way.
You know why?
Like firewood?
Firewood. And I believe the reason for that is because... You can, work out your frustration from the hard week that you had if you're upset about something or you just need some stress relief. It's something you can do together and you can split the
Yeah, it's hard work. Chopping wood is really hard
yeah,
work.
Yeah, see, so you let the guy do the hard part, chop it and split it, and the girl can like do the small branches and stack the pieces.
Yeah, I doubt that's going to work, because trying to get the axe away from you is not going to happen. I mean, you got your own axe, so with your name on it, so that's not going
to
happen.
Well, I really want to learn how to throw it before I spend time chopping wood with it.
Yeah, we need to get you a different axe, though. Throwing axe is different. I'll tell you, here's a fun story for our listeners. So Rhonda comes and tells me she got a throwing axe, and it's an old one. I guess she got it from her dad or something, and she hands it to me. You know what it was? It was a roofing hammer.
Shut up.
It was a roofing hammer. It had the axe.
Now, don't make fun of me. It's multi-purpose.
It had the axe on one side and the hammer on the other side. It even had the little notch where you can pull the nails out.
See, I can do three different activities with that one tool.
I have not yet seen you throw that throwing axe at something, but I can't wait to see that happen. It's going to be great. Anyway, let's go on to number four, right? Are we on number four?
Yeah, we're on number four. So what are you going to do with all that wood after you chop it? So number four is kind of a combination of number seven and number five, because in number seven, you probably made a nice stone fire pit, right? When you get handsy together. So build a fire outside, have a romantic cookout. And you know what this made me think of was when we did those shish kebabs on the open fire. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I love how you went out there. It was like 20 degrees. The snow was coming down. It was up in the mountains of the Rockies, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm inside the nice, warm, cozy cabin looking outside because Rhonda said, I'm going to go build a fire and don't come help me. That's what she said. And I'm like, okay, cool. She's going to go start a fire. And she got out, and I saw her out there with the fire starter just going and going and blowing on stuff. And finally that fire popped up. She got it going. It was there. It was awesome. Loved it.
Well, it was a great feeling. It was even a better feeling eating the shish kebabs.
Oh, I love them. They're good. I love shish kebabs. Awesome. Meat and vegetables right over the top of an open fire. You cannot get any better than that. Ice cold beer, whatever it is, you're good to go.
That's right.
Now I'm hungry. What are we eating for dinner?
So that's a little more romantic and Valentine flavored. Here's another romantic activity that we've actually done together, and that's stargazing. If you're sitting out by your fire pit or whatever, just kick back, lean your head back, and watch the stars. If you're out somewhere where you can see a clear sky, watch for shooting stars. And also, there's an app where you can watch for upcoming meteor showers.
Yeah, you can also look at satellites, and you can also look for UFOs. And what's the other one? UFOs and UAPs.
UAPs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Always on the lookout for those.
It's really cool to go out in the, you know, way out away from the city lights and see all of the constellations that you don't get to see when you're in town.
Right. Agreed.
That's the biggest thing I noticed when I moved outside the city limits.
Yeah. If you're in an urban situation where you're living, you know, in a city area and you need to get out, you guys can always go camping. Most people don't know this, but you can actually, there's campsites all over the place. You just got to go out 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour away from urban cities, and there are parks and places where you can go camping. Rustic camping, or sometimes they got camping areas. And just camp for the night. We do it all the time. You just go out there, set up a tent, light a fire, and enjoy yourself for the night. Next day, you pack it up and you go home. It's awesome. And stargazing is one of the things you can do when you're sitting around a fire. Yeah. All right, number two, what do you got?
Yeah, so we're wrapping it up now. Number two, what if you don't want to go outdoors, or what if it's too cold to be outdoors?
Oh, bull dinghy.
No. Keep in mind, I did not make this up. Stay in and play Naked Scrabble.
What the hell did you just say?
I wasn't sure if this meant strip Scrabble. I couldn't figure out how you would play strip Scrabble. Maybe it's just plain old butt-naked Scrabble. So I think the key here is to, be playful. Play some games.
Well, can we pick another game? Because I suck at spelling, so I don't think I'll be very good at Scrabble. Can we make a rule that you're allowed to misspell words?
Oh, so that's how it would. That's how it could work as strip Scrabble. All right, so I did not make that up. Okay, so we're down to number one.
Okay.
And this is just the most obvious thing ever. Stay home and do the wild thing.
What? That's what you got? That's what number one is? Stay home and do the wild thing?
Procreation. It was actually a procreation. So you know how those off-gridders and homesteaders are. They got lots of kids.
Lots of kids.
And if you're done having kids, you can still pretend.
Okay, great. So I'm not really sure how to finish it off, but all right. So look, on this Valentine's Day 2021, you can certainly surround yourself with cut roses, personalized cards, and piles of heart-shaped chocolates, or not. Instead, you can get out there and do something that benefits your survival skills, okay, your preparedness agenda, your physical fitness, your peace of mind. Grab a friend, your neighbor, your workmate, or your lover, and level up your prepper game on this Valentine's Day. Stay prepped, stay happy. Thanks for listening, and good night. The OG Chicks team would like to thank all of you for being here with us tonight. Send your questions, comments, show ideas, and thoughts to shtf at offgridtx.com. We'd love to hear from you guys, good, bad, or indifferent. shtf at offgridtx.com. Visit our site at offgridtx.com. That's offgridtx.com. I am Camel Keith. This is the OGTX Prepper Survivalist Show, and we are Off Grid Texas. Prepping, surviving, living, thriving.